Facebook stock drops 8% in one day, teaching investors a very, very valuable lesson. In this video, we're going to go over what made Facebook so great during this time of the pandemic. And we're also going to talk about what made them so great, how it became their current problem and demise, and the lesson that it teaches to investors. So y'all stay tuned. But first, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, this is the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live, all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. As always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. This is something that I wanted to make a video on, but I had a recent procedure done to my eye, a laser eye surgery done to my eye, and light is very sensitive, so I had to come on and make an audio experience for the people that are catching this on the Facebook and YouTube platforms. But the people that's catching this over the podcast is just perfect for you. You're going to love this episode. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, if you haven't known, Facebook dropped 8% on Friday. But first, before we get into them dropping, let's go back to last quarter earnings. Last quarter earnings that came out, I think their earnings came out around about May time frame. And I want to say Facebook jumped up about 10%, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that. It jumped up very nicely. Why? Because Facebook thrived in the current pandemic. Why did it thrive? More people was home. More people was tuned into Facebook. Myself, who's been on social media, I've been doing this show now for 7 years. Since 2013, I came on the Facebook, social media, YouTube, all of the good things like that. I started podcasting in 2016. I've been around for a while. So when the pandemic hit, more people was home. I even saw a growth in audience attendance. More people started tuning in because more people wanted to tune into finances since the market was crashing. Everybody was home. Then secondly, guess what? With all the turmoil that was going on in the country, you had the pandemic going on, you're in the middle of the election cycle, followed by civil unrest. When all the riots and stuff like that started happening. So most people, especially millennials, are catching their information off of Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, social media platforms. I'm sorry, but I don't even watch regular television unless I'm in a waiting room, I'm at work or something like that. I don't watch in my regular life. Most of my information comes from my phone or via my laptop or my desktop. Or maybe if I'm watching television with my wife, I may catch something like that. But I'm saying all this, Facebook boomed because of all the users sitting at home. You see more people podcasting. You see more people streaming into Facebook. Nowadays, everybody has a show. Everybody wants to get on the social media, right? Because everybody is home. This is what's so great for Facebook, because the more eyeballs that are on Facebook and Instagram, the more money they make through ad revenue. Again, I say, by people being at home and consuming more social media and Facebook being a giant, it made them more money because it made them more users and more, meaning they got more dollars for advertising. So now advertisers know that everybody's home, Netflix and everybody else, they're using Facebook and Instagram to advertise products. That's how the world has been getting around. Secondly, guess what else happened? Everything turned off. All of the distractions, people can't go to clubs no more. People can't go to clubs. People can't go to restaurants. People can't watch football and basketball. That's the only thing cable is good for. It's for live sporting events. But people, NBA is shut down. NFL is shut down. Hockey, baseball, all of these things are shut down. All the quote-unquote entertainment and distractions. People can't go out to the bar and the clubs like they used to. All that shut down, meaning that made it bigger for companies like Facebook. But guess what? What makes you great sometimes can also be your demise. So the company made the company so great became its demise. Prince, what do you mean? If you haven't noticed, ladies and gentlemen, companies like Coca-Cola, what was the other company? Coca-Cola Unlimited or something like that. All these companies came together. Coca-Cola, Let me get a couple of these companies' names. Who else was in here? Verizon, Coca-Cola, a bunch of other companies came together, and they decided to pause or suspend their Facebook advertising. One company called Unveil suspended its Facebook advertising for a whole year. Coca-Cola paused its Facebook advertising for a whole year. Not for a whole year. They did it for 30 days. But you have this boycott of Facebook ads due to people saying that this is spreading racism and this is spreading social injustice. It's dividing the country, right? So when we look at this, all these big corporations like Verizon and Coca-Cola and all these other big companies, the list just goes on, are boycotting advertising on Facebook or suspending it for 30 days, a year, or whatever the case may be. Now, why is this a great lesson to investors? Here it is. I have here, this is the 10Q report, 10K report of last year. The 10K report is the annual report for Facebook. I pulled it up on the SEC.gov. Prince, why do you pull that up? Ladies and gentlemen, this is something I said over and over and over. You got to look at revenue streams. When you look at revenue that comes into a company, you also got to look at the revenue streams. Where's that revenue coming from? This is the 2019 report. Right now, you can look here. This is their total revenue. And you can see here, 98 to 99% of Facebook revenue comes from advertising. December 2019, 20 million. I think this is in 20 million. 20 million versus 346,000. You can look right here. This is why I tell everybody, what are the revenue streams? You're looking at Facebook, Apple, all these companies, what are their revenue streams? And I told people this a million times before. I said, I love Facebook because guess what? It is thriving during the pandemic. Everybody's at home. Everybody's watching all these riots. Everybody's watching all of the, everybody wants the latest news on the pandemic. Everybody's, we're in the middle of election season. It is a gold mine for a company like Facebook. More people at home. The NBA is cut off. NFL is cut off. All the sporting is cut off. Everybody's waking up and they're watching their social media all day long. Great positioning for a company like Facebook. But what did I tell you? What also made Facebook great, it had zero debt. But what did I tell you was my biggest knock against Facebook? I said it's revenue streams. It makes 98 to 99% of its revenue from advertising. Why is that a big issue? I said if something happens with these ads, it's going to be a dark day for Facebook. This is a great lesson for investors. Look at the revenue of the companies you are, look at the streams of revenue of the company that you are listening to. If you have a company and it makes all of its money from YouTube revenue and nowhere else, then you know, okay, good, they're making money from YouTube, but what if that gets disrupted some type of way? You got to think of that way. But take someone that says, hey, take someone like myself. I have YouTube revenue. I have a podcast revenue. I also have book sales revenue. Oh, he has 3 to 4, you know, revenue streams. He's an investor. He makes 4 or 5 revenue streams. Okay, cool. That makes it different. When you look at it right here, looking at the revenue streams on the 10K, it only has 2. The top 98% is advertising. And as soon as all these companies got together and said, we're going to boycott advertising, boom, 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 boom. Stock drops 8% in one day on Friday. So did Twitter. Because you got to look at the revenue streams. Another prime example, look at Uber versus Lyft. I've said this a million times. Uber reported 3 revenue streams. It said, hey, we give rides. We also deliver food on Uber Eats. And we also have Uber Freights. Majority of the money comes from the rides, but we also have some other ones that make some nice revenue too. Versus Lyft, the only way it made its money through rides. When we were at the peak of the pandemic and everybody was at home, guess who hurt the most? Lyft, because it was a one-trick pony. So learn this lesson as an investor. See what are the revenue streams for your particular company. What are the revenue streams? And then if you make a bunch of Facebook, you make a bunch of money from advertising, what is the other revenue streams that it has? It has no other ones. So you can see the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, he's scrambling around trying to fix the policies, come up with new policies to get the money coming back in because that is 98% of his revenue streams is coming from big companies advertising. He needs your eyeballs. He needs my eyeballs. The more eyeballs he gets, the more money he can charge the corporations to advertise. So let that be a lesson. Look at the revenue streams of a company, because you can see, as in Facebook, 98-99% of his revenue is coming from advertising if you read the 10K report. And you got to ask yourself, what if that gets disrupted? Right? My name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out. Thank you.